independent and impartial.
Good evening for 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. President Cyril Ramaphosa says cabinet will soon discuss self-generation of energy as his government moves to address the causes of the latest bout of load shedding. He was speaking after his urgent meeting with cabinet ministers and the Eskom board in Joburg. The power utility this week implemented severe power cuts that dealt a further blow to an ailing economy. Ramaphosa says there is a proposal that's been put on the table and there are a number of applications from the private sector which has been saying it wants to generate electricity.
In the light of right where we are now and in the light of all these applications we've received, we're going to get cabinet to look at this matter closely so that we can take a decision in that regard.
The ANC says it's deeply concerned about the social and economic impact of the resumption of load shedding by Eskom. The party's Secretary General, Ace Magashule, briefed the media on the outcome of the two-day NEC meeting held in Benoni, east of Joburg. He says the NEC discussed challenges facing state-owned enterprises, particularly SAA and Eskom.
Firm action is required to improve the governance and performance of SOEs by ensuring the appointment of skilled staff and qualified board members, and protecting public institutions from improper interference.
National Assembly Speaker Thandi Modise has received a letter from the DA requesting proceedings to remove public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane from office. The party's chief whip, Natasha Mazzoni, is requesting Modise to start the proceedings when Parliament resumes next year. This month, Parliament adopted new rules concerning the removal of office bearers at institutions supporting democracy, including the public protector. Parliament says the DA's request will be considered in terms on these new rules. Stats SA says consumer inflation decreased by 0.1% to 3.6% in November. The main contributors to the slowdown in the inflation rates came from food and non-alcoholic beverages, housing and utilities, and miscellaneous goods and services. Chief Economist at Nedbank, Dennis Dykes.
I think there's a window of opportunity in the January meeting that the MPC may take the decision to actually give some relief as far as interest rates are concerned. The only difficulty there is that it's just ahead of national budget, and then just after national budget you've got the sovereign rating agencies will be meeting once again. So they might feel a bit nervous cutting interest rates ahead of that.
And finally, Egypt, Eritrea and Cameroon are among the worst nations in the world for jailing journalists. This is according to the Press Freedom Group, the Committee to Protect Journalists, or CPJ. It has listed 26 journalists jailed in Egypt, most of whom it says are grouped in mass trials and charged with both terror offences and false news. Eritrea topped the list of most journalists jailed in sub-Saharan countries with